Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. When was the last time you had some fun? When was the last time you went out and experienced the Union County Heritage Festival and the date? Mark it on your calendar. Please do this. September the 19th, right around the corner. And joining us today is our new best friend. It's Lily Melodias, our Union County Extension Master Gardener volunteer. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Wow. You are excited about gardening. Aren't you the best friend to have, right?
I am so excited about gardening. I'm even more excited about the Heritage Festival that we can actually have it, even though it's virtual.
Okay, so explain that to us. We want to hear how you're going to pull it off.
Oh, my gosh. With a lot of help. I cannot even tell you how much work the team has done and has gone through to put together such an amazing event online, no less. I mean, just magically on September 19th, the website is just going to become alive. And so a lot of planning, a lot of levers being pulled in the background, but they're doing it and they're doing it really well. I'm really excited to see how everything goes.
Right, because over 70 vendors and exhibitors will be on this virtual vendor mall.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, what'll happen is magically our vendor mall will pop up and you'll be able to shop via our wonderful local vendors that have chosen to participate with us this year. You have folks anywhere from organic goods from Windcrest Farms up through beautiful woodworkers and crafters that have put together all their wares, and you will be able to shop online through our website and via the Facebook link as well.
Well, besides having cows and plows in this virtual event, what if we find someone who makes amazing crafting jewelry booth and we're like, I want that blue one over there. How is that going to take place where I can buy that blue handcrafted bracelet online?
Just like you would shop at Amazon or one of the other big box stores, we will have everything set up and available. You can browse the selections of our wonderful vendors, and there will be links and buttons for you to click on to purchase that one-of-a-kind item. So that beautiful bracelet or those amazing earrings or a beautiful piece of pottery, some yard art, anything, you're going to find a lot of great one-of-a-kind goods via the website that we have established.
And for many years, as we said, this is our seventh, right? This is our seventh year we're having it.
Yes, ma'am.
It's still time to sign up for the Carolina Waterfowl Rescue, the run or walk, because kids loved it as well as adults.
Yes. So this will be yet another great event. You can sign up for the virtual 5K. My daughter, who is 4 now, has run in the virtual kids fun run. Well, actually, it wasn't virtual the last 2 years, but she'll be participating in the kids fun run as well. But you can sign up, start the 5K whenever you want. You get a t-shirt for it, which the t-shirt is really cool too. It's got one-of-a-kind artwork. T-shirts become a bit of a collectible over the years. We reach out to community members. Anyone that lives or works in Union County is able to submit their one-of-a-kind artwork designs for the 5K, and you get your commemorative t-shirt to go along with your 5K registration.
Oh, that's cool. I bet we're going to find a crafter who makes really nice masks, some fashionable masks, right? I bet it is.
Yeah. Hopefully there will be some with turkey designs. I'll talk to one of my vendors about that.
Ooh, and you know, when I think about the Heritage Festival, I think of Thanksgiving, I swear to goodness, because it's right around the corner. Oh, I was going to ask you, what about the kids? Can we keep them entertained virtually? Because this year, the theme is Go Native. Can the kids really get into it this year without being in person?
It's more cows and plows for, and the Go Native, of course, is really important, too. So 4-H will have lots of great activities. The 4-H kids have been preparing all year long, like they have in years past as well, getting their livestock in the best of shape for their demonstrations and the judging. So there will be tons and tons of wonderful activities for the kids to watch, again, virtually. The cows, I love watching the cows, judging piece as well. These kids are just so poised and so enthusiastic and so passionate about all of the work that they put in. So the kids learn from one another for sure. Your kids can watch those different demonstrations. We also have magicians. There's a magician that'll be on at 12 o'clock doing some fun magic tricks. There's a fantastic scavenger hunt that the Master Gardener volunteers and some others have put together as well. So you'll actually have some time to get away from the computer and go out into the world, into the environment, and, you know, find some of the items in the scavenger hunt. And then, of course, there are nice little fun prizes that you have available for some of the kids as well. Just a nice little fun hint. There will be a couple of boxes that will be hidden out in the community. So just keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. It'll be really fun.
You're going to have us go outside for a scavenger hunt. That's genius. Come on, Lily.
Absolutely.
That's pretty good now.
You don't want to glue to your PC the whole time. You know, it's Saturday. Come on. Get out and have a little bit of fun. You did talk about Thanksgiving a little bit, too, and I almost forgot. I don't know how I almost forgot this. But Chef Purple, he's been with us in years past as well. He is making a wonderful butternut squash soup.
Ooh, say his name again.
Time full funnel.
Chef Purple. Chef Purple.
Yes, and he will also have his demonstration available online for folks. He's such a blast. He's so fun.
Ooh, anytime you have a chef, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, they're so amazing, right? When they get out in public, they're so amazing at the restaurant. They're just so amazing. But you know, the secret that I've learned, and this isn't about that show, but chefs don't have a lot of food in their fridge, their own fridge, which I thought was kind of cool, right? Because they cook for everybody else. And I'm glad that you're incorporating, again, your chef. I'm glad that you're having us outside and so we can have a scavenger hunt. This is going to be cool. I know COVID was going to put a damper on our events, but I think this is way cool.
Yeah, no. The team behind the Heritage Festival, I've got to say, you know, hats off to everybody involved, but especially Tina and Christina and the rest of the crew. I'm sorry. I know that I'm forgetting a lot of names, but those two in particular, they put in so much time and so much effort to ensure that this event is just going to be excellent. Of course, we can't do it in person, face-to-face, but that's not going to stop us from having some fun. And of course, learning about Union County, making sure that we continue to talk about and preserve the heritage of Union County, of course, but then also, of course, educate the public with our various garden talks, the activities for the kids, from the magician to the scavenger hunt to the various garden talks and discussions that we'll be having. I know that it's going to be a wonderful event.
Yes, it is. And when you talk about agriculture, right, that's the essence of our life. We don't know half of what we should know. So I'm glad that you're out there educating. I'm glad that you're that vibrant voice who talks about plants. What is your best plant? What is your favorite thing to grow? What is your favorite thing? I know I'm putting you on the spot. I know I am.
You are putting me on the spot. You are. So for me personally, my favorite thing, one of my favorite things, probably a daylily. Now I know, don't give me, you know, a hard time about the name. It has nothing to do with the name. It just happens to be a very easy plant. And fun fact for me with daylilies is I have over 1,000 growing currently. I just planted about 780 of them just the other day because I'm crazy. But that is definitely number one, just drop it in the ground and you literally just forget about it. It's perennial, which means that it'll come back every year. And it is just lovely. And of course, hopefully if timing is right and conditions are right, you don't just get one bloom in the summertime, you get a rebloom in the fall too. So
what?
That is one of my favorites. Yeah. Yeah, true story. Absolutely. And there are thousands upon thousands of different varieties of daylilies too. And not just your regular orange ditch daylily that you see on the side of the road. Also, great fun fact about daylilies too, they're edible. So the pieces of the plant that are edible. So you can eat the tubers. Those are the plants or the parts of the plants that are in the ground. You cook them up just like you would a potato and they are delicious. They actually are almost a little bit more tasty than potatoes sometimes. And the bloom themselves are also delicious. They're actually very sweet. They're like a very sweet, crunchy piece of lettuce is the best way for me to describe it.
Oh, sounds good for the tummy, right? The waistline.
Yep. Also, just one other fun fact about agriculture. I touched on a little bit, but we didn't get to talk about a whole lot. Really important to note, as far as agriculture is concerned, again, the theme, more cows than plows, or more than just cows and plows. So what a lot of folks do not know about Union County and the rich agricultural history and heritage that we have, we are consistently ranked number one in soy production, number one in corn production, number one in wheat production, as well as number one in poultry production, too. So a lot of stuff happening here in Union County that folks don't always think about.
Okay, so you said number one in corn, wheat, and what? Culture?
Poultry.
Poultry, okay. So it's corn, wheat, and poultry.
Corn, wheat, poultry, yep. And soy, of course.
We did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. So it should be cheaper for us. I'm just kidding. But at least
what a lot of folks don't realize is that a lot of the grain that we produce here in Union County, especially the wheat, it just goes right back into feeding the local livestock almost immediately. So, yeah, there are some things that could potentially be cheaper. You talk about local. I mean, that's as local as you can get.
It is. And soy. Talk about soy for a second, because we all just know the form that we buy in the grocery store. We don't know anything else too much about it, but some people do.
Okay. So we want to talk about corn, is what you're thinking?
Soy. When you talk about soy.
Oh, soy. I'm sorry. Soy. Sure. So you have those that are produced from the soy itself, you know, but then also you think about soybeans, so soybeans, aka edamame, right?
Yeah.
If you go out for sushi, or if you happen to be in the grocery aisle, you will see the soybeans or the edamame themselves in those wonderful flavor packets. Great source of protein, not just for humans, but for livestock as well. There's a lot. There are so many different uses for the soy bean itself. Most of it, I should say, is kept locally. Other stuff is shipped out, you know, packaged in some sort of a way or processed in some sort of way and used again for other goods. As I mentioned, oil, you have alternative oils or biofuels, you know, not just the edibles, but actually power cars or, you know, other clean energy. There's just so many incredible uses. You also will find soy in products like cosmetics. Folks don't realize that. Or the cosmetics between makeup or hair care products. You will also sometimes find soy in products like baby food. You know, so it's as a milk alternative. A lot of wonderful uses for it.
How long have you been a volunteer?
I have been a Union County Master Gardener volunteer since 2015. I'm blurring the lines somewhere in there. So a handful of years now. Feels like a lot longer.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. That's the thing. If you're going to volunteer, you better have some fun. Are we going to have any entertainment?
Yes, we are. So we have several different groups that are coming out to entertain, a couple of local bands, one of which with the Alibi, who happens to also be one of the wonderful volunteers that is helping to organize the entire Heritage Festival themselves, along with the Union County Symphony as well. So they'll be out and they'll be entertaining us as well, too. So it's going to be a lot of really great, really, really great people that are going to be entertaining as far as music is concerned.
Wow. I like it. I like this year. I don't know. You might continue to do this, maybe on a smaller scale if we do get back together, do the virtual one, because that's kind of fun. It's sit with your family. Remember how you used to sit down with your family and watch TV? Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Yeah, very similar. It's going to be a very similar feel to, you know, maybe just hanging out, you know, kicking back, watching a movie via Netflix or something, but it's going to be a lot more interactive. That's the expectation. That's the hope. And, you know, of course, if we can't go out, you can't come to us, we're going to bring it to you.
Yes. And when we can go outside and do a scavenger hunt, you know, even adults, we really like that. Just so you know, adults like scavenger.
Oh, hunts. I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm all about it. I'm going to be doing it myself.
Awesome. And I'm going to take you up on your offer and I'm going to go buy me some daylilies because they seem to be. Yeah.
Well, I might have a couple I can spare. If you want, I'm sure that I can dig into that with you and just send them on your way.
Oh, you're the sweetest lily ever.
You just tell me where to drop them. The plant fair will be right over.
You guys, I tell you what, people that are involved with plants and vegetables and planting, you know, when they're close to the earth, you guys are the kindest people. You need to get out here and save the world. Can you do that for us?
We're trying. We are trying.
Okay.
Stay tuned. The world will be saved by a gardener. I can almost guarantee it.
And you got to wear a uniform. You know that, right? Some kind of cool kind of costume.
Well, we have a badge. Us extension washers, we do wear badges, you know. Some folks say we don't need no stinking badges, but we've got badges, so you just watch out.
If you're just not tuning in, we got a new best friend. Her name is Lily Melodias. She is our Union County Extension Master Gardener Volunteer. It's a mouthful, but she does a lot. So tell the whole gang, Tina, Christina, Annie. I know there's got to be a Bob in there someplace or yeah. So hey to everybody.
I will.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. And everybody needs to mark their calendars. It's the 7th annual that we're having our Union County Heritage Festival. And this year, the theme is Go Native. You can go online. Tell them where to go online. Tell them, Lily.
Okay. So it is facebook.com/Union County Heritage Festival. So Union County Heritage Festival. You can also simply Google Union County Heritage Festival NC. It's also UnionCountyHeritageFestival.org. So there you go. Come on down.
Come on down. And mark those calendars because September 19th, it's going down in Union County.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, your 1 hour of public talk radio is up. I don't know where the time goes when you're having fun, but next week I'll be back. I'm your hostess of the mostest, Francie Marie. Until we meet, and one day we will, I want you to have a good week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for the Francie Marie Show, where we address issues concerning you and your family.
That's all for now. See you next week.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.